for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AMD WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's time for the Tri-Valley League Boys Basketball Championship live from Unadilla Valley as we get you set to go here. The Edmiston Panthers taking on the Morris Mustangs. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski. Coach, this is one we've had circled for a while, and the gym is packed. I was here 2 hours early to get set up. People were already coming inside the gym, so it's a highly anticipated matchup here tonight.
Yeah, I think people also wanted to get out and get here with enough time to get a seat. So also, the weather's not the best out there, but it's doable. So we're excited to have the two games tonight, hopefully two good basketball games to decide who the Tri-Valley League champs are for this year.
We're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. We'll come back and we'll get you set the rest of the way here as this is a highly anticipated matchup between two state-ranked teams to decide this year's Tri-Valley Championship. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Tired of searching for a vehicle that fits your life? Drive over to Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, your premier auto dealer in the Tri-County area. With 200 vehicles and more rolling in, we're confident your search is over. Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and crossovers, all makes and models. Why not use that tax refund toward a low-mileage, late-model family ride from Butler Auto Sales? Planning a spring break getaway? We have the perfect vehicle for your adventure. We guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade-in, even if you have to push, pull, or drag it onto the lot. And we've got financing for every credit situation. We will get you financed at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Huge selection, huge savings. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Tri-Valley Championship live here from Unadilla Valley. A huge thank you to UV and Matt Osborne, their athletic director here, for taking such good care of us. We're right here courtside, and we're set and ready to go. We love it. So, Coach, when you look on paper, what do you think about this matchup? Of course, we did their game in the regular season. Morris kind of pulled away early in that game, but what are your thoughts coming in?
Yeah, they played on January 29th. Morris won at Morris 61-50. Edmiston really didn't shoot the ball exceptionally well that day, and they really got into some foul trouble early. Also had a player go down with a sprained ankle. But they chipped away and fought back and got it to within nine at the end. So I think if they shoot the ball a little bit better and they stay out of foul trouble, we could have a great championship game here tonight.
I think Edmiston walked away from that game feeling like we just didn't play our best. So I think they're very excited to have this opportunity. Of course, they won the league last year, so they kind of have the target on their back in a way. But I also feel like, you know, Morris going on that Cinderella run last year, winning sectionals, being 18-1 right now, almost feels like they have the target on their back. So a lot of subplots, I would say, in this one.
Yeah, the other thing that impressed me about Edmiston is after losing that game to Morris, they still had a big league game at Geneva. And in order to get the home game in the semifinals of the league, they had to beat Skenevis, and Skenevis is a pretty good club. And they were able to beat Skenevis 52-47 on the road. And then they had to turn around and come right back and play Skenevis again and won 50-36. So I was impressed that Skenevis, or that Edmiston, didn't take that loss really to heart. They just kind of moved on and said, all right, let's get to the next game and we'll see them again kind of deal.
And you know, both these teams are battle-tested not only within the league, but they both played a pretty good non-league schedule as well.
Yeah, Morris played six schools bigger than them, Unadilla Valley a couple times, Walton Downsville, Oxford, Deposit Hancock, and Edmiston played seven schools bigger, Green, Fort Plain, UV a couple times, Marathon, Middleburg. So they are very tested. They both did also play Madison, a Section 3 Class C school. So they've gone out and challenged their teams this year. Morris is ranked number 2 in the state, and Edmiston is ranked number 12. So it should be a good game here tonight.
Yeah, we're excited. And again, we're looking around here, and not a seat really left to be had in the place. This is what makes UV such an attractive location. They have great parking, great facilities, and really good seating. And so far, both these teams, both these communities, really filling it up here today. So it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll take a break here as we get set for the starting lineups and also the national anthem. We will have a ton of special sponsors that are helping us bring you tonight's two games, as well as the two games tomorrow. The MAC games will be at 3 and 5 tomorrow from Green High School, and all these special sponsors are helping us to bring you that, including Sydney Federal Credit Union, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Jake's Deli in Otego, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and Shenango Memorial Maternity Services in Norwich. All right, we're going to pause for the anthem. We'll be back. Boys Tri-Valley League Championship coming up here tonight on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Guilford Center Storage proudly supports local high school sports and wishes all teams in the Tri-County area good luck this season. Parents, are you moving and need somewhere to stash your stuff? Guilford Center Storage, County Road 36 in Guilford, has brand new storage buildings and units available as low as $50 per month with four sizes as big as 10 by 20 feet. Reserve a unit online at guilfordcenterstorage.com or call 607-226-0088. Guilford Center Storage, helping you move your home with ease and confidence.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Time for the starting lineups here in the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. And Greg is going to have the Edmiston starters for you first.
All right, Coach Belden and the Edmiston Panthers come in with a record of 16-3 and 7-2 in the Tri-Valley. Again, number 12 ranked team in New York State Class C. They're going to start junior number 14, Brayman Clark, senior number 15, Landon Woost, junior number 21, Hunter Dye, junior number 23, Gavin Zinger, and senior number 24, Max Fulton.
On the other side for Morris and head coach Jerry Joy, they come in with an overall record of 18-1, 9-0 in the league, and they are the second ranked team in this week's New York State Sports Writers Poll, again in Class D. They will start with senior number 3, Ryan Murphy, a senior number 10, Jonah Baldo, a senior number 11, Ty Turner, a junior number 12, Jake Johnson, and a senior number 13, Carter Swayer. Just a note, we haven't been on the air for a Morris game since Carter reached the 1,000 career point club, so congratulations to Carter. That means that Carter and Ryan Murphy, both on this Morris team, have now reached the 1,000-point mark. So congratulations to them. So, yeah, Morris, 18-1. Edmiston, 16-3. Coach, maybe a one key for each side as we get ready for a tip-off here. They're announcing both the starters and non-starters here for both teams. But I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, I think for Edmiston, a key is going to be taking care of the basketball. They can't have any live ball turnovers, as you'd say. So usually Morris is very aggressive on the defensive end. Their motto is all gas, no breaks.
No breaks.
So if they get a steal, they're going the other way. So if you turn it over, especially if it's, you know, just as you cross half court, it's usually going to result in 2 points at the other end. So for Edmonton, I think they need to take care of the ball. For Morris, I think it's the exact opposite. They need to create chaos, and they need to get out and run because that's when they're at their best. So the two keys kind of go together, and I think whoever has the best out of those two keys will win the game.
And just a reminder that we will have the girls' game coming up at 7 o'clock after this, which will feature Lawrence Milford and Cherry Valley Springfield. That game is the 3-seed Lawrence Milford versus the 4-seed Cherry Valley Springfield. So that's kind of exciting for the girls' side that there was a couple of upsets. This is the one versus the two. Lawrence and Edmonton seem destined to be on a crash course here for the Tri-Valley Championship. So Edmonton is in the orange uniforms with the black trim, says Panthers in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. Morris is in the white uniforms with that royal blue trim, says Mustangs in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. So they're now getting into the starting lineups here, and I just also want to remind you again that we will have the MAC Championships tomorrow live from Green High School. 3 o'clock for the girls, which is Delhi and BG. 5 o'clock for the boys, which is Delhi and Unitego Franklin. Some more of our special sponsors here for tonight's game. They include Otigo Family Dental and Otigo and Oneata, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney, Faithful Friends Pet Crematory of Morris, and DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, as well as Clapper Construction of Otigo. You know, for Morris, this feels like kind of the culmination of the last couple of years, this group coming together, winning in Cinderella fashion that Section 4 championship a year ago. But they've had a lot of expectations this year, and so far they've lived up to the hype. And do you think they feel that pressure here tonight? I'm curious about that.
I think it would be normal for them to feel the pressure. And I think it would be normal for their coach to feel the pressure. But if you know Jerry Joy and you know the way he coaches, there's no pressure over there. I mean, the motto is all gas, no brake. So we're good. When we were getting ready to start the game, I was a little concerned, like, you know, gee, is Edmonton going to be out there shooting before Morris is there? And I checked with Coach Joy, and he said, Greg, I told my kids to take their time in the locker room. They're good. We're good. We're here to play a game. Let's go.
This is a funny side story before we tip. I had some paperwork I had to bring for Jerry. He's like, oh, I'll just fill it out right now. I mean, we were 20 minutes from tip-off. I'm thinking he's going to want to be doing all this prep and whatever. No, he's just a cool, calm, collected. That's how Jerry is.
I think that goes to show that they think they're prepared and ready to go, so there's nothing to be nervous about.
Here we go. We'll jump it up, and Morris will win the opening tip going left to right on your radio dial. A packed house here at UV. Carter Swayer wants a three. I think it was partially blocked. Murphy gets the rebound, and they're starting to really turn it up here speed-wise. Murphy with the miss on the rebound, and a rebound now for Edmonton. There's Braymon Clark leaving it off for Zinger, who did twist his ankle in that game in the regular season against the Panthers. Clark wants a three right side, and that's it for Edmonton from Braymon Clark.
That's a much different start than the game at Morris.
Mustangs have it, trailing 3-0. Mustang fans on their feet on the far side of the gym here. Chance of defense to the high post. They'll kick it out. Swayer wants another three left side off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Clark. Clark, a real hustle type of player, and he's going to work his butt off here tonight, that's for sure. Edmonton leads 3-0. Into the paint. Back out for Clark. One-hand shovel pass to Zinger on the far side. Again, Edmonton going right to left. Back to Clark. Edmonton slowing it down. Zinger wants a three, left it short. And a rebound scooped up underneath here by the Panthers. But a steal now by Morris. He'll flip one ahead here for Swayer. And Swayer's in for the layup, and a nice pass from Murphy to set that up.
There's that turnover we talked about. Great over-the-head pass from Murphy. There was no fear in throwing that pass.
It's like a Globetrotters type of pass. Edmonton has it now. Ahead 3-2 with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Clark on the right side. We'll zip one over left side, baseline. And Edmonton taking their time here. Now they'll reverse to the right side. Clark wants another three. Left it well short. An air ball is kept in, though, by the Panthers. Good hustle there by Max Bolton to save it from going out.
Ball didn't hit the rim, so only 5 on the shot clock.
Zinger takes it into the teeth of the defense, and he's fouled at the right low block with only 3 left on the shot clock. So 6:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Edmonton 3, Morris 2. Both teams trying to impose their style of play in the early going.
Yeah, I think Edmonton has kind of picked up the physicality. They just seem to be ready to go here in this big game.
Zinger steps to the line here for Edmiston, and his first shot is up and good. So Braylon Clark, the leading scorer on this Edmiston team. Zinger right behind him, though. And they'll need two big nights from those two. And Zinger misses the second one. Broadcaster's curse there, but Clark gets the rebound to the interior. And muscled up and in here by Landon Woost. And Edmiston leads 6-2.
Yeah, nice strong move there by Woost.
6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Murphy right at the midcourt timeline. It's an over and back. And the Panthers fans are on their feet in the early going here. Edmiston winning the Tri-Valley Championship a year ago, 49-44 over Worcester. It's a great game right here at UV. They're trying to repeat this year. Edmiston across midcourt. They go to Zinger. And he'll pull one back out to Braylon Clark. Wants a three on the right side. Bang for Braylon Clark. And that makes it Edmiston 9, Morris 2, with 5:40 to go in the first. Some hot shooting from Edmiston to start this game. Swayer to the high post. And they'll reverse to the near side. Looking here for Johnson. It's stolen away. And Edmiston's got it to the right side. Clark thought about another three. Instead goes to Zinger in the corner. 5:20 to go in the first. Braylon Clark with an NBA range three. Skimmed off the front of the rim. No. Rebound is scooped up underneath. And picked up here by Woost at the left low block. Woost tries to power it up. Can't get that to go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it underneath. Bodies flying here. No whistles. Ball loose on the floor. Bolton comes away with it. Edmiston to the rim. Bolton is fouled. And he's going to go to the line. And the foul's going to be on Ty Turner here for Morris. Boy, that was a war underneath.
Yeah, boy, Edmiston really is pounding that glass. I mean, I think they had four or five chances. Going to have a timeout here by Coach Joy and the Mustangs. 30 seconds.
5 minutes to go, first quarter. Edmiston 9, Morris 2. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Boskowski. And out of the timeout, Edmiston will be at the line here with Max Bolton. Bolton's going to settle in, and his first shot at the line is good. And what a start here for Edmiston, Coach.
It's almost the exact opposite of the start we had when these teams played at Morris. Morris got off to the fast start, and Edmiston struggled. Morris is struggling here a little bit on offense.
5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 10-2 our score. And now a foul on Edmiston. Bolton missed that second foul shot.
It's going to be the first on Hunter Dye. He was trying to pressure Murphy and got a little too aggressive.
Morris trying to settle in. They can certainly score in a hurry. And a lot of basketball left to be played, but a concerning start if you're a Mustangs fan. Murphy says, how about that? A straightaway three. And Murphy puts it in. Second leading scorer in the area.
That was a tough shot. Made it look really easy, though.
10-5. Edmiston on top of Morris. Almost waiting for the Morris offensive cannon to explode. Into the left corner now. Hunter Dye for three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Morris. Baldo's got an outlet pass. Now ahead to Murphy. Murphy down the left side. Tries to come off of a screen. And we'll go to the high post. Into the corner for Carter Swayer. A good extra pass, but Swayer was well short. It's out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Morris here. With 4:15 to go in the first, Edmiston 10, Morris 5.
Swayer's gotten a couple good looks. He's just got to see one go through the hoop, and then I think he'll start to light it up.
And then a three for Murphy on the left side on the inbounds play. He missed it, but he was fouled. And Murphy's going to go to the line and shoot three for Morris.
That was real close to being the rare four-point play. That ball almost went in.
So Murphy will settle in at the line here for Morris. And again, down 10-2 early, now 10-5. And a chance to cut into it right here for the Mustangs. And the first shot is up and good for Ryan Murphy, who's averaging just over 27 points a game. Second leading scorer in the area. And the second one coming at the line here for Murphy. And that one is good. Five for Murphy. They've cut it to 10-7, and another big one coming here for Murphy. And Morris slices into the lead as Murphy goes 3 out of 3 to make it 10-8. The Mustangs are right back in this game.
Yeah, just like that. It's a one-possession game.
10-8 with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, again joined by Greg Boskowski. And to the left side here for Hunter Dye, through his hands and out of bounds. Dye couldn't hold on to it, and now Edmiston's gone a little cold offensively.
Even though that's not a good play for Edmiston on a turnover, it went out of bounds, which didn't allow Morris to get out and run.
Yeah, every chance that they get to run, they're putting the gas pedal to the floor. And so now Morris back trying to take it to the rim here is Ty Turner. He missed it, came up short, rebound for Edmiston, but they'll throw it away. They tried to go deep with it, and the pass is overthrown. It's going back to the Mustangs with 3:40 to go in the first. And Edmiston 10, Morris 8, Tri-Valley Championship here tonight on CDL. We're glad to have you along. And out of the high post, Swayer with a shot. Boy, he misses another one, missed it short. And Edmiston's got a rebound. They've done a good job on the glass, both ends. Zinger to the right corner here for Edmiston, gets tied up. Passes one out here for Woost. And Woost has got it back up top for Zinger as Edmiston goes right to left. To the high post, Bolton, left corner now, Dye. Little dribble drive, a little finger roll off the front of the rim, no good. Bolton scoops up a rebound. Boy, he's working hard underneath on the glass. Zinger to the right side. Will scoop one in for Braymond Clark, who pulls up for two, and it's way too strong, but a rebound for Swayer. They're looking to run. An outlet pass here from Morris to Jake Johnson. Will whip it out. Swayer for three, steps into it, rattles in and out, and a rebound for Edmiston, and then a foul on the rebound on Morris. Who's this going to be on?
It's going to be Johnson. The second on Jake Johnson, man.
And so Morris will go to the bench here. Lucas Waffle coming in. And Johnson to the bench with those two fouls. 2:50 to go in the first. 10-8 our score. Edmiston boys leading Morris here in the Tri-Valley Championship. A packed house from Unadilla Valley. Into the left corner. Zinger back up top. Zinger to the right side. Will work it out for Braymond Clark. Pump fake, steps through, and gets the shot to go. Wow, what a move. Clark has 8.
That was a really nice drive. He got downhill, used his body there to create the opening for that shot.
There's Swayer. Tried to go to the corner for Waffle, and a little miscommunication there, and out of bounds it goes. He couldn't hold on to it with 2:20 to go in the first. And Edmiston will get it back. Edmiston got it going right to left. Right wing side, they go to the high post. They'll work it back out for Woost in the right corner. Woost, dribble drive, high post, gives it to Clark. Into the paint now, letting him create the up and under. No, Bolton the second chance. That also won't go. Ty Turner's got a rebound, but he falls. And they'll say it's a travel on Ty Turner. Morris was hoping a foul on the play. Almost 2 minutes to go here, first quarter. And it's Edmiston 12 and Morris 8. Some more of our special sponsors include Erica's Cakery in Bainbridge, as well as German Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Bainbridge. Special sponsors for tonight's game and tomorrow's game. Braymond Clark into the right corner. A baseline drive for Clark. Going hard in the hoop, but he scores. And Braymond has 10 here in the first quarter.
Yeah, he's showing no fear driving to that basket. Really good drive again.
Makes it 14-8. As Edmiston is on top of Morris. Murphy with a good drop-off here to the right low block for Baldo, and he scores. Makes it 14-10. Minute and a half to go in the first. Here's Clark. Again, takes it into the teeth of the defense. Can't get this one to go. Bolton with a second chance, and he fouls. Coach Joy screaming, pleading to his guys. They got to keep Bolton off the glass as he gets another one, and he fouls.
That foul is on Lucas Waffle, his first. Team's fourth in the quarter.
I like what you said earlier about Edmiston bringing a physical style of play.
Yeah, they're really crashing the boards. That must be something in their scouting report.
And this will be Bolton to the line, and he's got the first. Coach Joy pleading with the officials here about something he saw underneath.
He's talking about that travel. He says you're allowed to go to the ground. You just can't try to roll or get up. I agree with him.
Here's Murphy. A straightaway three. Missed it. Bolton did go 2 out of 2 there. So Edmiston leads 16-10. Baseline drive. They'll dish it off. They find Landon Woos. He takes it in and scores. And Edmiston has pumped it back up to an 8-point lead, 18-10, with a minute 10 to go in the first. Morris will dish it off to Carter Swear. Into the corner now for Waffle. Down low here for Ty Turner. Back to Waffle. He gets tied up. It's loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it, and Edmiston's going to call a timeout. They got possession right there on the baseline. So we're just under a minute to go in the first. It's the Edmiston boys leading Morris 18-10. Tri-Valley Championship here tonight on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. We got a minute to go here in the first quarter, just under 58 seconds left. Edmiston leading 18-10. And again, Coach, we brought it up, you and I, during the break, but just a physical grinding style from the Panthers here.
Yeah, I mean, they're known for that. A lot of times when I took teams in to play them, if you didn't match their intensity, the game was over. And I think they're just playing a little more harder, a little physical. They're saying, Morris, match our intensity level here.
There's Brandon Clark, a deep NBA range three from the right side. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound, though. Tracked it down after Bolton tipped it back out to him. Now to Zinger hanging in the paint. And his shot hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Morris has got a rebound. They go to Murphy. Murphy in transition, wants to take it in, missed the shot, kind of a little off balance, and Zinger's got a rebound. He's looking to run. Here comes Zinger in transition. He misses the right-handed layup. And Turner's got a rebound, and we got a travel here on Ty Turner with 21 seconds to go in the first. Turner's been working hard underneath, but can't seem to catch a break.
I think he's concerned about Edmiston trying to, you know, dig for that ball after he gets that rebound.
Panthers will look to get it into the right corner. They'll zip it back across to Zinger in the paint. Now back to Bolton. Shot clock is off. Game clock ticking down to 10 seconds left, first quarter. And Dye has it on the near side. Goes to Woost in the left corner. Edmiston going right to left. They go back to Dye. Now to Bolton. A three at the buzzer. Hit the rim. And then went up and hit the score. The shot clock and out of play. End of the first quarter. Edmiston boys leading Morris 18-10. Second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter here on the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship game. And Morris has got a steal, a pass ahead, little give and go between Murphy and Slayer, and Murphy's going to have to pull it back out. He finds Ryland Boss, who wants a three, and it's good on the right side for Ryland Boss, who's fresh off the bench here for the Mustangs. Makes it 18-13. That's a big three there, Coach.
Yeah, big shot.
To the right side, to the interior now for Bolton. And Bolton wants to go to work. Gets stripped there by Ty Turner. It's out of bounds. And going back to the Mustang.
Really good defense there by Ty Turner.
7:13 to go in the second quarter. Morris going back to the bench again. Jed Dugan will come in here for Ty Turner. Coach Joy getting him a little breather. It's a big battle on the inside here tonight. 7:05 to go in the second quarter. To the right side for Swayer. Tries to zip one down low on a backdoor pass. It hit the rim, though. I don't think Swayer was expecting that. And then Edmondson on a rebound, they throw it away. They're trying to zip one ahead to Hunter Dye, and it was too far.
One thing I've noticed Edmondson is doing is they're picking up Murphy well above the top of the key in their zone. They're picking him up almost as he crosses half court. That's taking away Morris's offense of trying to set screens on the ball. They like to do that in the half court. So by them meeting him as he comes across half court, most of the time with two players, they're not able to go up there and set those screens.
Murphy has it straight away. Here for Morris as we get back underway. Coach B dissecting the game here. Well, I would love to have him along. Here's Swayer on the left side. Wants a three. Missed it. It's an air ball. Swayer just can't find his way. Gets a second chance and hits it. Waldo got a rebound. Sent it right back out to him.
Yeah, shoot or shoot. He's not going to stop shooting.
Just like that, Morris is back in it, trailing by two, 18-16. So 6:30 to go in the second quarter. Now a steal for the Mustang. A pass ahead for Murphy. And he's in for the left-handed layup. And a timeout taken by Edmondson. Murphy's got eight. Darren Belden's seen enough here, coach, for Edmondson. We're tied at 18. 6:23 to go, second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 6:15 to go in the second quarter out of the timeout. Edmondson takes it inside. A miss by Clark, but Sire Champion, the big man off the bench, puts it in. Nice play there to make it 20-18. Here's Murphy, a straightaway three. Actually, a little bit more to the right side. He missed it. But then a rebound by Champin. He falls down and gets whistled for the travel. So Morris gets one back there.
Yeah, Coach Joy was happy with that call. He was clapping on that one.
6 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's been a seesaw game so far with both teams making a couple of runs each. Ryland Boss will be doing the inbounding for Morris. They're underneath their own hoop to the left side. They'll inbound it here to Swayer. And they're going to say he stepped on the line, I believe, on that far side in the corner.
Yep.
So just under 6 minutes to go, second quarter. It's Edmondson 20, Morris 18. Tri-Valley Championship here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. We're glad to have you along. And Edmondson has it to the left side now for Zinger. Zinger to the paint, has to zip one over to Clark on the far side. Clark, a little up and under, missed that shot. Second chance for Sire Champion, and it's up and good. Back-to-back buckets for Sire.
Well, the Panthers are making a living on offensive rebounds and putbacks here in the first half.
That makes it 22-18. Edmondson building another little lead here. Murphy straight away now to Carter Swayer. Left side corner three for Carter is good, and he's starting to...
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 22-21. A little technical difficulty there, but we should be back now. Mustangs have it going left to right. They'll flip one over to the far side, looking for Ryland Boss, who goes diving head first out of bounds. Couldn't save it. It's going back to the Panthers.
Good hustle over there. Really gave a lot of effort. Almost ended up in the second row of the bleachers there, but great hustle. You got to appreciate that.
22-21, Panthers cross the midcourt timeline here. They'll flip one over for Woost and almost gave it away, but Champion is able to get there in time. And then we got a foul in the paint here on the Mustangs. Looks like it's going to be on Murphy for a reach-in.
I think they got caught it on Boss.
Yes, got it on Boss there.
But I think it could have been on Murphy. I think he could have picked which one.
And into the corner off the inbounds play here for Zinger. His three a little too far. Champion with the rebound. Wants to put it up. And, yes, they can't stop him right now. Champion with his third putback. And Edmonton leads 24-21. Boss to the right side. Off the side of the rim, no. And a rebound here for Edmonton. Back the other way for Clark. A pull-up jumper for Clark. And another run here by Edmonton. Clark's got 12. That makes it 26-21. Murphy trying to save it from going out of bounds right near midcourt. He does. And then we got a foul here on Edmonton on Landon Woos. Boy, both teams really diving, getting on the floor.
I thought we were going to go flying for a minute there.
It did look like they were coming right into the table here. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 26-21. Mustangs have it in the backcourt. Murphy gets sandwiched in between two players here. Murphy is down on the floor. Edmonton back the other way, and they'll put it up and in with Woost. And Woost has got 6 points. Murphy appears to be okay here. He wanted a call, but he's not going to get it. And Edmonton goes back down and scores with 3:30 to go here in the second quarter. And Coach Joy not pleased with that.
Well, it's hard to understand as a coach when your player drives to the basket, there's a full-on body contact, almost like a pulling guard, and your kid ends up on the floor and there's no whistle. I think the question is just, how is that not a call? Either a block or a charge, one of the two.
3:30 to go in the second quarter. Yeah, they just completely let that one go. And now Morris will get it inbounds, and they're going to get Zinger on a little body contact here. That's a tough one to take if you're Edmonton, I think.
Yeah, especially when you're that far away from the basket. Nobody's a threat to score there. That could be crucial at the end of the game.
His second.
Yep, he's going to have to check out here for the last 3 minutes of the half.
3.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 28-21. Edmonton on top of the Morris Mustangs. Boss will leave one inside looking for Baldo. He was blocked there by Sire Champion, and then Champion, it gets whistled for the travel. And it's going to go back to the Mustang.
It's been chaos here the last few possessions.
Yes, it has.
I think whatever team settles down first could be to their advantage here.
Boss on the baseline, wants to get it in, finds Murphy, a three. It might have been tipped there, but they missed it. We got a foul underneath. And that's going to be on Boss. Boss frustrated there as he was going hip to hip with Raymond Clark, and Clark went flying.
That's his second, team second, so we're still away from shooting, but Morris just seems a little bit off offensively.
They do, not getting a lot of their normal leak outs, and the shots seem to be hit or miss. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Edmonton has it with Brock Redner. We'll feed one back up to Clark. Clark back to Redner, wants a long three and hits it. Brock Redner off the bench from downtown. That makes it 31-21 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. And Edmiston, another lead here. Champion trying to dive for a play there and goes hip-to-hip with Jake Johnson. They whistle him for the call. Boy, this is a physical game. And Ty Turner's going to check back in. Always provides big minutes for Morris underneath. Morris trying to decide who's going to be in here. Matt Schiller is in as well here for the Mustangs. And some guys getting some minutes in this game that we haven't seen a whole lot in the regular season as well. Mustangs will get it in. Swayer in the right corner. He tries a three. Missed it. Turner's got a rebound. He tries to put it up and he's fouled. And Turner's going to go to the line with 2:39 to go in the second. And Edmiston on top, 31-21.
And that's two on Champion, and he was a factor on the offensive end.
Yeah, Champion off the bench has been really good here for Edmiston. Coach Joy continuing to plead his case here. And tough night to be an official. This is a physical contest. As Turner's at the line, cannot get the first, left it short. Hunter Dye's going to come back in, and Sire Champion to the bench. But Sire going out with those two fouls. He's played really well here for Edmiston.
I think the official just put a flop warning in the book for Morris. I think if I overheard that correctly. So we're talking about a person like falling on defense or offense. I think you got a violation there on the shooter.
That shot doesn't count on the violation, and boy, Morris just frustrated right now, trailing 31-21. Right side here for Raymond Clark. Back out to Brock Redner to the high post. Redner lost control of it. He's able to hold on. Dishes one inside for Clark. Great extra pass. Clark can't finish. Rebound is scooped up here by Morris. And to the right side here for Ryan Murphy. Murphy with a crossover. And Murphy, double-teamed, wants to pull it out. They've done a really good job of knowing where he is tonight.
And most of the time, there's one, if not two, defenders right around him.
Murphy to the near side is going to have to force a shot. Missed it. Tapped it out to Carter Swayer, and he's fouled in the right corner. Missed the three, but he's going to have a chance for three at the line. Well, you don't see guys going to the line for three all that often in the games that we do, but their second time tonight for Morris. And these feel big here, Coach, for Carter Swayer.
Yeah, I think this last 2 minutes is important. Morris, I think, needs to win it. They're down 10. They need to feel connected when they go to that locker room.
Missed the first one. And Swayer looking for another. Second one coming here for Carter Swayer. Again, a recent new member of the 1,000-point club at MCS. And he hits this. Swayer now with nine. And another one coming. 31-22. Can the Mustangs make another run and chip into it before halftime? And yes, for Swayer.
Important possession here for both teams.
Edmiston brings it down. They're ahead 31-23 with a 1:50 to go in the second quarter. And they'll try to go to the high post. They do for Bolton. Back out to Redner. And trying to come off of a screen. They find Redner and to the left side. Dishing into the corner. Back up top here for Braymond Clark. It's tipped, but Edmiston holds on. 10 on the shot clock. So reverse to the far side. Here for Braymond Clark. Takes it inside. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Murphy's got a rebound. Big possession coming for the Mustangs. Murphy lost control of it, though. And then a reach-in foul here on the Panthers. As they were diving for a loose ball. It's going to be on Woost, I believe. See what the official call is here.
I think they're going to call it on Murphy for a hold.
Wow, going on Murphy.
I think he knew that he lost the ball there, and he tried to prevent Woost from getting it. Actually, not a bad foul, because if he doesn't foul there, they're probably going to get a layup.
Good eyes on that, Coach. As they, I think even Edmiston thought that was on them. And instead, the Panthers get it back after the foul on Murphy. And here is Braymond Clark to the right side. Edmiston going right to left. They'll dish it into the corner. Back out for Hunter Dye, dribbled it off his foot, and Morris has got it the other way. Here's Murphy trying to lay it up and in, and he does. Murphy's got 10, and it's 31-25. That's a big bucket. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter. And to the right side. They'll work it back around for Braymond Clark. Clark to the high post for Bolton. Pull-up jumper for Bolton, in and out. And a rebound here for the Mustangs. And a foul on Edmondson. 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
Not only that, but that's a foul, you know, how many feet from the basket, under Edmondson's basket. And now they're going to send, Matt Schiller, to the line here. So that last 2 minutes here, Morris has gone down from down 10. They're down 6 now, but could be down 4. So this last 2 minutes has been crucial for the Mustangs.
Yeah, they've been down by 10 a couple of different times here in this first half, and they keep fighting their way back. Schiller can't hit the first. Foul shooting tough in this first half for the Mustangs. Sam Bolton coming in now, and Landon Woost to the bench. Woost with those two fouls. Darren doesn't want him to pick up another. And Schiller steps to the line. And the second shot for Schiller is good. And that makes it 31-26, 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Panthers have it to the right side, going right to left. And here's Bolton. Sam will feed it to the high post. They find Braymond Clark, who buries it. Clark right in the middle of the paint, makes it 33-26. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Shot clock's off. Murphy wants a screen. Instead, we'll give it to Swayer on the right side. Morris going left to right in the white with blue trim. And here is Swayer up top. Comes off of a screen. Swayer on the baseline. Wow, tough shot, and he hits it. And Swayer has 12. Makes it 33-28. Here's Clark, and he is fouled at the buzzer. He's going to shoot three. And who's it going to be on here? I believe on Baldo is who they're calling this on. And this is going to send Clark to the line for three, right, Coach?
That is correct. And there's no time on the clock. There should be no people on the line.
And so this is going to send Clark to the line here to shoot three all by himself. And Clark's first one is good.
He's had a heck of a first half. He's already up to 15 points. Night and day compared to the game we saw at Morris earlier.
Second one is good. Clark averages just over 18 a game. Going to be pretty near his average here at the half.
And that's 10th in the Nate Lowe coverage area.
Third one is good. It makes Morris pay, and that's going to do it for the first half. Edmondson 36. Morris 28. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. And we want to thank some more of our special sponsors here tonight, including Seven Stones, Crystals, and More of Sydney, Houston and Benson Insurance, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, Coughlin and Gearhart Law Offices in Bainbridge and Walton, and the Gatehouse, Coffee House, and Mercantile in Morris. Again, halftime score, Edmondson 36, Morris 28, Boys Tri-Valley Championship. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Product halftime report coming up in just a minute here on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Mirabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Mirabito. Visit us online at Mirabito.com.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Imagine if your auto insurance was award-winning. NYCM Insurance was ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power among auto insurers in New York in 2025. This recognition reflects their commitment to genuine care and to delivering a quality, personalized customer experience. Because insurance isn't just about policies. It's about people and showing up when it matters most. Protection you can trust. Coverage backed by award-winning satisfaction. NYCM Insurance. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find an agent today, visit nycm.com.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're proud to support the students who make our community stronger. The James Suriano and Wayne King Community Service Foundation Scholarship awards $5,000 per year for up to 4 years to one student who gives back. You must apply by March 15th. Don't wait. Help your student apply today at sfcuonline.org/scholarships. That's sfcuonline.org/scholarships. Membership eligibility is required. SFCU is federally insured by the NCUA.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service, TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Product Halftime Report with our score in the Boys Tri-Valley Championship, Edmiston 36 and Morris 28. Of course, Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit Mirabito.com. Let's go through our scoring summary here first before Coach and I talk a little bit about the first half. For Edmiston, very impressed with Braylon Clark, 17 points for him in the first half. Landon Woost with 6. Sire Champion with 6 off the bench. Brock Redner with 3. Max Bolton with 3. And Gavin Zinger with 1. On the other side for Morris, you know, we talked that he was struggling shooting, but Carter Swayer did end up with 12 points. Ryan Murphy with 10. 3 for Rylan Boss, 2 for Jonah Baldo, 1 for Matt Schiller. So, boy, that 3 at the end really causing Morris some stress as Clark is fouled at the buzzer, hit 3 free throws, and Edmiston's up 36-28. But Morris just kind of looks out of rhythm, I guess.
Yeah, they just need to get things going. I thought they were doing a good job in the last 2 minutes of that quarter. They were down 10. They had cut it all the way to 5. And then that foul at the end of the half there was unfortunate for them. But you give Braymon Clark, that's not easy to go to the line with nobody on the line and to make three in a row. You don't see that often when people are on the line. So to make three in a row in this atmosphere with nobody on the line, he's had a heck of a first half, 17 points. He's really done a nice job.
Edmonton has done a good job of slowing Morris down. There wasn't a ton of leak outs. I can only think of a handful where they had some sort of a breakaway layup. But they're going to have to continue only halfway through the job, I guess.
Yeah, I think Edmonton has done a good job executing their offense and being patient. And they really haven't, with the exception of maybe two live ball turnovers where the ball didn't get thrown out of bounds and we then have to inbound it again, they really have taken good care of the basketball. But those two resulted in fast breaks for Morris. So we still have a lot of basketball to be played, and with the way Morris has a habit of knocking down those threes, we're not that far off from this being a one-possession game here. So still a lot of basketball to be played.
We do want to remind you we will have the girls' game coming up at 7 o'clock right here at UV. Lawrence Milford taking on at Cherry Valley Springfield. Again, that's the Tri-Valley Girls Championship directly following this boys' game. Before we hit the break, some more of our special sponsors here, including Brown's Pharmacy of Unadilla, Johnston and Stanimer Funeral Home in Morris and Brookfield, Benson Agency Real Estate in Oneonta, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin and Unadilla, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as Green's Long River Inn of Unadilla, and John's Garage in Bainbridge. So, all right, we'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our halftime score in the Tri-Valley Boys Championship, Edmonton 36 and Morris 28. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We will be back here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second half here, live from Unadilla Valley. The Tri-Valley Boys Championship here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And Morris is going to have the ball to start the second half. And our score is Edmonton 36, Morris 28. Morris, the white uniforms, the royal blue trim, says Mustangs in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Edmonton in the orange with the black trim, says Panthers in black lettering across the front of that uniform. Morris will throw it in, and they'll find Ryan Murphy in the backcourt. And we'll see what Edmonton tries to do defensively here in the second half. If it'll be a change or stay with more of the same. Murphy to the left side. We'll feed one into the corner for Swayer. It's blocked, and Edmonton's got it, but a steal back by Murphy. Murphy takes it into the teeth of the defense, missed the little chippy out in front, And Clark's got a rebound. Outlet pass to Zinger. As Edmondson goes left to right, Zinger down the right side. And he'll feed one here to Woost. Now back to Zinger on the left side. We'll dish one right into the breadbasket here of Braymond Clark. And Clark will find Hunter Dye. Little bounce pass. Looking back to the high post. Good ball movement here by Edmondson. Shot clock down to five. Clark into the teeth of the defense, and he scores. Somehow a circus shot.
Yeah, really nice patience and good drive there. I do see a change in Edmondson's defense. They're playing triangle and two. They're guarding Murphy and Swayer man-to-man, but the triangle is inverted, so that means the point of the triangle is down underneath the basket.
Ryland Boss tries a three from the right side. He missed it. Out of bounds and going back to Edmondson. I think the Panthers will take shots like that all night. They're daring Morris. Somebody else has got to beat them.
So they're playing Murphy and Swayer man-to-man, and they're saying, everybody else, go for it.
6:45 to go in the third. It's a 10-point lead, 38-28 here for the Panthers. Edmondson has it going left to right. Clark to the high post. He's stripped, but gets his own loose ball back. And to the right side now for Zinger. And they'll feed one back up top here for Dye. I love an explanation at the break here, Coach, as a three ball here for Clark is no good, and a rebound for Morris as Murphy comes back the other way across the Storm logo. Dishes one off, finds Ty Turner in the score.
Nice pass there.
Makes it 38-30. Still a lot of time for the Mustangs to claw back in with 6:10 to go in the third. Clark's got it on the left side. They'll go to Zinger. High post now. Woost lost it. And Murphy's off to the races. Murphy down the right side. Goes in. Can't get the layup to go, but he is fouled and will head to the line. And so Murphy to the line. Coach, can you take us back? Should that have been a call back there on Clark?
I thought it should have been a travel because he had the ball. He went to make a pass. He lost control of the ball, and the ball just kind of shot up in the air. And then he ran and caught the ball without anybody else touching it. And I think you're allowed to do that because it was kind of he lost control of it. But then after he caught it, he dribbled, which would then make it a self-pass. If he didn't dribble, it was fine. That's what Coach Joy was yelling. He shouldn't have been allowed to dribble.
Murphy goes 2 out of 2 at the line in the meantime. Cuts it to a 38-32 lead here for Edmondson with 5:55 to go in the third. Clark comes across the midcourt timeline. And Clark will dish one here to Zinger. Steps through and he travels. And Morris picking up a little momentum right now.
Yes, the other thing that's important to note, if Morris scores, that allows them to set up their 2-2-1 press with Murphy and Swayer at the top. So we didn't see a lot of that in the first half because there wasn't a lot of scoring.
Murphy will bring it back across midcourt. And to the left side as Morris goes right to left. Murphy, a floater in the paint, left it short, got his own rebound, tried to throw it off of Bolton, but his foot was already on the line, so it's going back to Edmondson.
But again, it will allow Morris to set up their press.
5:40 to go in the third is Edmondson 38, Morris 32. Panthers have it in the backcourt, and they'll reverse to the far side. Pressure coming, but Edmondson's able to get across the midcourt timeline with Braymond Clark. Now to Max Bolton. To Dye, as again, Edmondson trying to go to the right corner. They go for Zinger. A three ball there is a line drive. It's no good. Zinger tracks down his own rebound and feeds it to Clark. Clark will get to the high post. Kicks it for Dye, left side. A three there off the front of the rim. Bodies flying and crashing on the rebound. Out of bounds and going back to Morris, it looks like.
Edmondson just going after that ball with reckless abandon when it shot at their end.
Morris gets it in. They find Murphy. Murphy right at midcourt, and they are just having Woost kind of hound him. He's right in his hip pocket. And a three ball to the right side here for Ryland Boss won't go down. Pulled the trigger early in the shot clock there, and Edmondson has got a rebound. But then Boss going for a steal here. And we got a ball on the far side. What did we see there, Coach? I missed it.
I don't know.
What if it just went out of bounds or what the call was?
I thought initially it said it was a kick,
yeah.
But maybe it was deflected and then went off Clark out of bounds. That's the only thing I can think of. But it's Morris' ball.
Morris gets it back. And now Murphy will try to dish one back to Boss in the right corner. Boss stripped, lost it, and Edmondson comes away with it. Down the left side here for Clark. And Clark's going to take it in and score. What a play by Raymond Clark. He has 21. Makes it 40-32. Murphy back the other way. He tries a shot from the right side. No, gets his own rebound. And then Murphy is fouled as he steps through two defenders at the high post. Murphy looking to draw that contact. And that's going to be three on Woos.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that maybe Morris can take advantage of is Edmondson's aggressiveness on defense. Just attack.
And now Edmondson throws it away. And Ty Turner takes it inside. Missed it, but the tip drill. Murphy's right there to lay it up and in. 14 for Murphy. 4:20 to go here in the third. We got a whistle now.
Yep.
And it's going to be the warning there as Coach
delay a game. So it's a delay a game warning on White. So when the ball goes through the hoop and you're on offense, you can't hit it because then you could make the officials go get it, the other team go get it. That allows you to set up your press. So that's a delay a game warning. After the ball goes through the net, you're not supposed to touch it.
So
next time it happens, it would be a technical.
Morris cuts it back to 40-34. Edmondson's on top with 4:15 to go in the third. And across midcourt for Braymond Clark. Clark dishing one off, looking for Hunter Dye. Now back out top to Zinger straight away as Edmondson goes left to right. And now to Sire Champin. Champin steps through, a little up and under. Little Dr. J finger roll out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with the Panthers.
I feel like the intensity has picked up here in the last minute or so. Both teams kind of really getting after it.
Just under four to go in the third. Feels like a long third quarter so far as Edmondson gets it in. They find Brock Redner, and he hits the jumper from about 12 feet.
Nice little soft toucher. That's not an easy shot.
42-34. Morris boys trailing here against Edmondson. Murphy a straightaway three. Left it short. Rebound for Hunter Dye. Dye in transition down the right side. We'll find Redner, and Edmondson's going to pump the brakes here. Back to Dye. A little baseline drive for him. A little reverse layup is good for Hunter Dye. And Edmondson has pumped it back up to a 44-34 lead with 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. A pass down low is intercepted and stolen by Edmondson. And then we have a call here on
Brandon Clark for an offensive foul. He hooked. He tried to get away from the Morris defender, and he had his free arm, and he wrapped it around the Morris defender. It was an obvious, easy call, even though the Edmondson crowd does not like it.
3:17 to go here in the third. It's 44-34. Morris gets it back. Waldo will get it in, but it's loose back on the floor again. And it's going to Edmondson this time. Everything looks difficult right now for the Mustangs.
Yeah, give the Panthers credit. They've changed their defensive philosophy here at halftime, and it's kind of bothering Morris.
And then Swayer's going to get whistled for a bump here on Redner near midcourt. That's his first. Some frustration here from the Mustang. But a 44-34 ball game. And Zinger's got it on the right side. Zinger on a baseline drive. A reverse layup for him is no good. Champin couldn't get the rebound. And it's going back to the Mustang. Can Morris chip into this lead a little bit before the end of the third? Morris has got it in the backcourt. Murphy coming across midcourt at the Storm logo. Murphy to the right side. And Zinger is going to get whistled for the foul here. Murphy, so difficult to stay on him.
And the unfortunate thing is the Edmondson coaches were just saying that they wanted Redner and Zinger to switch because they didn't want Zinger guarding Murphy to pick up that third foul, but we were just one possession too late.
So he picks it up. Morris trying to throw it down low to Swayer. Somehow he got that pass, but then misses the reverse layup, and Champin's got a rebound. And back down the right side. And to the left side for Zinger. Inside for Champin. Steps through, and a foul here on Morris. Champin again with some big minutes off the bench here for head coach Darren Belden. Bolton's going to come in, Zinger to the bench.
Yeah, but with a 10-point lead, Coach Felton is probably okay with that.
2.5 to go in the third. Panthers will get it in. And to the right side here for Bolton. Edmondson taking their time. They go high post for Sire Champin. Back to Bolton. And Redner into the teeth of the defense. Redner hanging. Missed the shot. Champin's got a rebound. Champin in the paint is stripped. Morris has got numbers if they can hurry. Murphy in a two-on-one is stripped, but it somehow gets over to Slayer. He misses a left-handed layup. And the physical play continues to bother Morris here.
That's how you could have called a foul the whole way down the court there.
And back the other way, Clark with a jumper in the paint. Missed it, and another rebound for Morris. An outlet pass is stolen, though, by Hunter Dye. He's going to take it in, and lay it up and in. And a timeout is taken by Edmonton as Morris leads 46-34 with a minute 51 to go in the third. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:45 to go in the third. It's 46-34. Edmonton boys leading Morris here in the Tri-Valley Championship live from UV. I'm Nate Lowell, joined tonight here by Greg Bonskowski. Slayer tries to dish one to the far side, and it's taken away by Edmonton. Down the left side with Redner. He tries to dish it off here to Hunter Dye. It gets tipped, but they find the way back out to Braymond Clark. Little up and under for Clark. He's fouled. His bodies go flying. And Clark's going to go to the line. With 1:24 to go in the third, and Edmonton building a bigger and bigger lead as time gets more and more slim here for Morris. And Clark will settle in at the line. First shot for Braymond, in and out. Braymond with 21 so far here tonight.
He's had a really nice game so far.
Second shot coming here for Braymond Clark at the line. Got it. 22 for Clark. And it's 47-34. Edmonton with one of their biggest leads of the game. Murphy to the right side. Wants to stop and pop, and it's an air ball. And back the other way for Edmonton. Ahead now for Bolton, and he puts it up and in. Max Bolton's got 5 points. Then Edmonton is scoring it on now. They lead 49-34. And Slayer tries a jumper. A lot of contact, no call, but then they get it down low to Ty Turner, and he's hacked at the low block. With 59 seconds to go in the third. And Turner will head to the line. As Morris tries to desperately find a way to get back in this ballgame, they're just not getting any real clean looks. Turner steps into the line and is able to hit the first. So Morris finds themselves down 49-35. Can they make a little run here at the end of the third to try to cut it down towards the 10 mark? And we have a violation here. Come back and do it again.
No, I think you're going to get a double lane violation. So then you go to the arrow, and it's Edmonton ball.
And Morris continues to be frustrated here as across midcourt comes Sire Champin. Back to Braymond Clark, who glances up at the clock here. They'll zip one down low looking for Mac Bolton. No. Champin with a big rebound. Into the corner for Hunter Dye. Swish. The moon ball for Dye. And it makes it 52-35 as he hits that shot from the left corner. And to the right side here for Ty Turner. His shot is no good. Rebound for Braymond Clark. Now to Brock Redner and an outlet pass here for Sire Champin. A pass ahead here to Dye. Can't get that shot to go, but we will have a foul on the rebound underneath with 17 seconds to go, and Edmonton has really started to pull away here. And so Morris will...
Called a foul on Swayer there. White 13.
Wow, called the foul on Swayer. I think everybody in the gym on the Morris side is puzzled. Edmonton fans giving a cheer. And Coach Joy continuing to
think he's pleading for an over-the-back call. Out of crashing in on those offensive boards.
Yeah. Coach Joy really upset here. And Morris gets it in. They find Bolton. He lays it in. What a play. Bolton's got seven. And Edmonton is pulling away here. 54-35. 10 seconds to go in the third. Right side Murphy. Can Murphy get the shot off here at the buzzer? He does, but it's an air ball. And that'll do it. Third quarter in the books. Edmonton 54, Morris 35. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Just as we start the third quarter, we have a breakaway layup for Ryan Murphy that doesn't go in, but did we get a goaltending call?
Yeah, it counts there because Edmonton slapped the board after the ball had hit the board, so it's the same thing as a made basket.
Panthers will get it in the backcourt. And they'll come here to Zinger on the right side. And Edmonton is 8 minutes away from a Tri-Valley championship unless Morris can really find a way. And to the left side here for Hunter Dye. Edmonton going left to right. Brayman Clark for three. It's off the side of the rim. Tracked down by Zinger. This has just been a heck of an effort physically on the glass. Just a great effort by the Panthers. Here's another shot from Dye. The bank from the corner goes in for Edmonton. Wow. That's how you know it's your night. They're up 57-37. Murphy, a circus shot back the other way. We got a jump ball on the rebound, and the arrow is going to keep it here with Morris.
That was a heck of a shot.
I don't know. That was crazy.
High arcing, a little kiss off the grass from a strange angle to make a bank shot.
I mean, he was all the way in the corner and somehow got it to go off the glass. Morris back the other way. Waffle, who's back in the game, hits a jumper in the right corner. That makes it 57-39 with 6:55 to go. Time is of the essence now for the Mustangs. But Edmonton, boy, everything they put up at the moment is going in. Panthers will shoot one into the right corner. Willing to take some time here on each possession. Woost will give it to Max Bolton. Now to to Brayman Clark in the right corner for three. Hits it 25 for Brayman Clark. And it's 60-39. Murphy, top of the key here as Morris continues to struggle on offense, trailing by 21. With 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Murphy with a straightaway three. It's too strong. And the rebound goes to Brayman Clark. Clark back the other way, trying to take it to the rim. Can't get that to go. A lot of contact down the floor, but no call. Waldo with a rebound. And an outlet pass here to Ryland Boss with Morris trailing 60-39 with 5:55 to go in the fourth. Waldo will pull it out. And feed one here to Murphy. Murphy into the paint, steps through, and a foul near the high post on Edmondson. And again, Clark with 25, Dye with 10, Max Bolton with 7, Sire Champion with 6 for Edmondson. Ryan Murphy with 16 for Morris, 12 for Carter Swayer for Morris. Morris gets it in, and a try waffle again, and another jumper from the left wing side on the baseline is good. That makes it 60-41. And now to midcourt. We got a whistle here at midcourt with 5.5 to go, and just, I think, a little miscommunication between the officials. Five and a half to go in the fourth, and Edmondson's going to take a timeout. We'll try to sort through what happened here. 60-41, Edmondson boys lead Morris, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back with 5.5 to go here in the fourth. Edmondson boys leading 60-41 in the Tri-Valley Championship. Edmondson passing one down low out of the timeout for Zinger. Can't get it to go, but Max Bolton is right there for the follow-up, and he scores to make it 62-41.
Everything's going Edmondson's way.
Waffle tries a corner three. It's blocked. Bolton's got a rebound. And, boy, body's flying on that rebound play. There's 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. And we'll see what the call is here. Before we went to break, I think there was kind of an inadvertent whistle.
There was a lot of strange things.
People didn't know what was going on, and finally Edmondson called the timeout. Raymond Clark was getting a quick breather. He's going to check back in. Zinger picked up his fourth. A 62-41 ball game. Morris still with some time, but they're in a mighty deep hole here in the Tri-Valley Championship, live from UV here tonight. Some other special sponsors include Village Variety in downtown Unadilla, JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, and Bob's Diner in Bainbridge. Here's Murphy. Beating one down low for Waffle, and he scores.
He's got provided a big spark here off the bench here in this quarter. I think he's got 6 points.
He does. Makes it 62-43. Can Morris get a couple of stops is the key here. Edmondson will kick it back out to Clark. Now to Redner. Inside for Max Bolton. Now back out to top four, Braylon Clark, who's got 25, and a foul here on Morris. Going to be on the near side here. Edmondson got the momentum. The shots are falling. It's been the Panthers' night. There's Redner on the near side. Redner will look to get it in. Little backdoor cut looking for Clark. It's stolen by Morris. And a long pass ahead here for Murphy, who's going to lay it up and in. Murphy has 18. 62-45. Morris needs another stop, but here comes Edmondson back down the floor with Redner. On the right side, back to Clark. We're coming up on halfway through this fourth quarter. Boys Tri-Valley Championship here tonight, live from UV. And to the left side here for Hunter Dye, who's been kind of the magic man here in the second half. Now to Clark, and a foul on Waffle on the push. 3:58 to go. Just a reminder, we'll have the girls' game coming up right around 7 o'clock. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show. Actually, it's already, what, 6:45 real time now, so I'm sure that girl's tip's probably going to be closer to 7:15, somewhere in there. by the time we get warm-ups done and some Tri-Valley Hall of Fame inductees in as well. We'll talk about that during our second game here tonight. Edmiston will work it in with 3:55 to go in the fourth and a 62-45 ball game. Panthers have had a heck of a night. Hunter Dye with 10 points here in the second half. We'll dish one off here to Max Bolton, and Edmiston is content to chew clock. Still got plenty of time left on this shot clock. 2:340 to go in the fourth. Here's Reese down low, and he scores at the right low block. And Woos has got 8 points. Makes it 64-45. Ryland Boss fires the three, and that's too strong. And a rebound for Clark. Brayman down the right side. Looks to step through. Brayman a little up and under, and he's fouled. At the left low block. And Brayman Clark's going to the line. So Clark's going to settle in here with 3:20 to go in the fourth as Edmiston looks for their second straight Tri-Valley championship. These two teams have owned the league over the last, what do you think, 8 years, Coach? Pre-COVID, even. 3:20 to go here in the fourth. Clark at the line. Cannot get the first.
Well, one of these two has won the last six Tri-Valley League championships, and the last team not to be Edmiston or Morris to win the Tri-Valley League championship was the GMU Raiders.
All right. 2018?
I think I know the coach of that team.
26 here for Brayman Clark now as he goes 1 out of 2 at the line in a 65-45 ball game. Edmiston on top. Morris punching one down low for Ty Turner, and he scores. Turner's got 5 points. Makes it 65-47, but Morris running out of time. 3 minutes to go in the fourth. Woost comes across midcourt. And Woost will dish it off. Leave it for Bolton. Far side, Hunter Dye. A little killer crossover. Dye's going to take it in and score. Hunter Dye has come alive in the second half, and he's got 12 points.
I think all of them have been in the second half. So I remember he made that really nice reverse layup, and that was his first two.
Murphy with a three, just trying to desperately get his team back in it. He missed that shot. And a rebound for Edmiston. They lead 67-47. What a shocker here in the Tri-Valley Championship. And now Redner is fouled as he takes it into the paint. And it has gone Edmiston's way here tonight, especially in the second half. It feels like it all turned right before halftime there, Coach.
Yeah. But you got to give Edmiston credit. They really came with a good game plan, and they've executed. They play hard, and they've gotten a lot of the breaks, too. And Morris just hasn't seemed to get any breaks and didn't shoot it exceptionally well, and you got to give credit to Edmiston's defensive game plan.
Redner misses the first, second one coming, and Coach Joy has started to go to the bench here. Schiller back in, Dugan back in. Champin comes in now for Edmiston. Hunter Dye to the bench, gets a nice round of applause from the Edmiston faithful. He's got 12 points. And the bench has really come up big here tonight for Darren Belden and the Panthers. And the second shot is up and good here for Redner. He has 6 points. Makes it 68-47. Edmiston continuing to go to the bench here as Sam Bolton's going to come in. So Darren not afraid to use some fresh legs here. But again, it's Edmiston 68, Morris 47. 2:20 to go in the fourth. And to the right side here for Ryan Murphy. Gets tied up. Out of bounds. Going to stay with the Mustang. And Murphy's going to get subbed out here. Coach Joy going to the bench, waving the white flag a little bit here late in the Tri-Valley Championship. Make sure everybody stays healthy for sectionals at this point. Now here's a steal by the Panthers. Woost is going to take it in and score. He's fouled hard. And Woost gets that shot to go. He's got 10 points.
I don't know how he made that shot.
I don't know either. That was a lot of contact.
From both sides. Two more defenders.
Edmiston also going to the bench here to get some new guys in. Finn Nichols and Colin Lund will come in. Max Bolton's going to get subbed out. And boy, just a what a showing. I don't think anybody had this on their bingo card. As Luce hits the second, he's got 11. And it's 71-47 here for the Panthers. Raymond Clark's going to get subbed out. And the Panthers very excited here tonight. And so a nice job there by Woost. Showing one out of two. And now a foul on the interior, I believe, on Morris. Yes. And Edmondson will get it back with 1:53 left. Some more special sponsors tonight include Sydney Federal Credit Union, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Jake's Deli in Otego. Bolton at the top of the arc will feed one back here to the left side, trying to go to the interior. It's knocked away and scooped up here by the Mustangs, and fouled as he heads back down the court is Jake Johnson. We come up on 90 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. These two teams could meet again. Morris is the one seed, Edmondson the two, in the upcoming Section 4 Class D tournament.
That's what I was just thinking. I'd like to see the rematch here.
You could see it in 2 weeks' time over at SUNY Delhi, possibly. The D bracket's going to be a tough one, though. Some good teams in there for sure. Morris on the baseline, stripped. Waffle couldn't hold on, and going back to Edmondson. Morris won the regular season battle, and the Panthers are going to win round two here tonight. Will there be a round three? That'll be interesting to see. But for tonight, the Panthers can enjoy this one. A three on the left side. It won't fall there for Finn Nichols. And a rebound for Morris with a minute 10 left. Looking to pull one back out. Morris going to work it around to the right side here with Sam Bolton. For Nichols into the corner. We're under a minute to go. A three here is short for the Panthers and a rebound for Morris. Waffles looking to run down the right side. And Waffles going to take it into the teeth of the defense. Missed the shot there. Champion with a rebound. 40 seconds left. And the countdown has pretty much started to begin here for the Panthers. A quick timeout to get some subs in for Coach Belden, so they won't even really go to the bench or anything. Sire Champion subs out. Substitutes in for both sides with 37 seconds left. Tough night here for the Mustangs.
Why are they giving the ball to Moore? The ball to Edmondson.
Yeah, wow, they almost...
He just called a timeout to get a sub in.
I was still looking down the other end of the floor. 37 seconds left, and Coach Joy Joe's upset. With 71-47 here. The officials are going to have a word with Coach Joy. My goodness. Coach Joy pleading his case. They called the timeout. Coach Joy thinking there was a travel call. Doesn't really matter at this point, but it just shows the frustration that Morris has here tonight. With 37 seconds left. Edmondson will look to get it in. Leading 71-47. Again, going for their second straight Tri-Valley Championship, and now a kick here on the Mustang. 34 seconds left. And they're still trying to decide who's going to get this ball. Stays with Edmondson. And so the Panthers will look to get it in. With 30 seconds left. 30 seconds away from a banner. And to the right side. All the way through. Stripped of the basketball. Bolton will come up with it here. Feeding one back through. We got a foul on Morris underneath with 18 seconds left. What was the difference here tonight, Coach? What allowed Edmondson to pull away like this?
I think it was their defensive game plan. They did a really good job in the first half, and then they came out in the second half and they changed. And they played triangle and two with that inverted triangle and two. And, Morris had 28 points at the half. They're at 47 now, but that third quarter, Morris only was able to score 7 points. Then you got to give credit to Edmonton's offense as well. They really shot the ball well tonight. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but I would like to see a rematch.
Second shot went in, but it's a violation. So Edmonton leads 72-47 with 18 seconds left. Mustangs will bring it across midcourt, and they'll feed one through. Dugan underneath, no. Schiller a second chance. That'll fall. That makes it 72-49 with 5 seconds left. And that is going to do it. The Edmonton Panthers have done it. The first Tri-Valley loss of the season here for the Mustangs as Edmonton wins 72-49. They are your Tri-Valley champions for 2026. We'll be back with the postgame show here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're going to wrap up the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. And just a note, we are going to take a break. Not a long break, but a short break in between these two games before we have the Girls Tri-Valley League Championship. Cherry Valley Springfield and Lawrence Milford coming up in just a little bit. Let's do our scoring summary first real quick here for Edmonton. 26, the game high for Brayman Clark. Pretty balanced after that. 12 for Hunter Dye, 11 for Landon Woost, and then 9 for Max Bolton, 6 apiece for Sire Champion and Brock Redner, 1 for Colin Lund, 1 for Gavin Zinger. I'll have to double. Zinger only had 1 point?
I think so.
Wow. I mean, he's their second leading scorer. I guess that just dawned on me right there. Zinger only with 1. We'll double check that, but yeah, wow. 18 on the other side for Ryan Murphy to lead the way, 12 for Carter Swayer. 6 for Lucas Waffle. He was nice off the bench. Ty Turner with 5. Matt Schiller with 3. Ryland Boss with 3. Jonah Baldo with 2. Let's get into our 3 awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. The obvious choice might be Brayman Clark. I'm going to save that and go Ryan Murphy here on offense. 18 for him. He really had to work for it. It's well below the average, but he gets it done here tonight for Morris as their high scorer.
Yeah, I think, you know, Edmondson's game plan was obviously to limit him and Swayer, and I really think that they made Ryan work hard for everything that he got tonight, and for him to get 18, I know it probably isn't the game he wants, but he did play a pretty good game.
I'm going to skip ahead to the All-Purpose Award. To catch up with Brayman, it's brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business. from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. I'd like to go Braymon Clark. Yes, he had 26 points, but I just thought he really did it all tonight for Edmonton. He was the gas here tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, it started right on the first shot of the game. He made that three from the right wing, and Edmonton was off to the races, and he really was the leader, I think, at both ends of the floor tonight for the Panthers.
Lastly tonight, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MorabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. You know, I thought Edmonton had a lot of guys worthy of this tonight. Everybody getting on the floor, scrapping and everything. I kind of like Mac Bolton. I thought he was a difference maker on the inside, played a real physical style, and made things hard for Morris on the interior. There's some different ways you could go. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is a really difficult decision because there's probably four or five people that you could really give this award to, but I think Mac Bolton is a good choice. I thought he played some solid defense, got a lot of rebounds, had some key baskets there in the second half, so deserving award for Mac.
Yeah, it just felt like right from the start, Edmonton kind of controlled the glass and really controlled the paint and pushed Morris to the outside. That triangle and two, the inverted, I guess you would say.
Inverted triangle and two.
It worked like a charm.
Two defenders on the free throw line, one under the basket.
Yeah, looked very smart. So, all right, that is going to do it here. Coach and I are going to take a break, but again, our final score, 72-49. The Edmonton boys shocking Morris, I think it's fair to say, in the Tri-Valley Championship. We will have our girls Tri-Valley Championship coming up, Cherry Valley Springfield, taking on Lawrence Milford. So we'll spin some music, and we'll be back in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.